Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. And Deloge Law Group is a full-service... Wow. Deloge Law Group is a full-service boutique immigration law firm located in the business center of Toronto. Trust the experts that thousands have already trusted. It's time to call Canada home. Go to deloge.ca. That's DeslogeS.ca. Or we could just talk to Chantal Deloge right now. Hello, Chantal.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. How about you?
Very well, thanks.
Do you have any Christmas traditions you like to get jiggy with?
Actually, you know what? we don't have any real traditions. I think every year we shake it up a little bit. This year I'm going to go spend it with my parents. So that should be fun. I always love spending time with my mom and dad.
How are your mom and dad?
Oh, they're doing so well. They're very, very happy. They're semi-retired now and just enjoying life.
Can you just hold on a quick second? I have to scrunch up a piece of paper and throw it at Tim. Why did you turn my mic off?
Because every time you scrunch a paper, you're telling me to turn the mic down.
Well, so I didn't ask you to do that.
I just want to point out that you completely missed my big, huge, unmissable melon.
Yeah, I missed your head. Have you seen the size of Tim's head, by the way, Chantel?
Yes, I have. How does he get in the studio?
I don't know.
I tend to cut him down to size each and every week.
Yes.
That's how he does it. Okay, Chantel, listen, let's get down to business. Here's the thing. We have American listeners, and they want to escape their country. They want to come up here. Can they?
Well, it depends if they're qualified or not.
It depends if they're qualified or not.
A lot of people think that certain countries have it easier when it comes to immigration to Canada than others, and it's typically not true. I mean, whether you're British or, you know, whether you're American or whether you're from Africa, the same rules apply to everybody primarily. What Canada is looking for right now is people who are relatively young, typically under the age of 35, good work experience, high level of education, and really strong English or French.
Jeez, I am batting zero.
Yeah, you suck at all those categories. Good thing you're Canadian. So
I wouldn't pass.
What happens when it comes to religious organizations? We talk about this a lot whenever you're on the show, but because I know that there are people listening who are part of charities and religious organizations, and is there not some sort of a loophole for those folks to get through and get in a little better, easier, quicker?
Yeah, there are some special exceptions for people who are involved in charitable or religious work. Those exceptions are for temporary visas, so that means that if someone wants to come up, for example, as a missionary or to serve in a religious organization or a charitable capacity, they can come in on a temporary basis for, say, a year or two or three to do that work. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they still have to meet the same qualifications as everyone else if they want to become a permanent resident. So you may have come here to work, for example, you know, as a missionary, but if your English isn't strong enough or if your age isn't good or if your education isn't high enough, you still may not be able to qualify as a permanent resident. So there are other categories sometimes that we can use to employ exceptions for people like that, but people should be aware that it's not just a free pass.
Chantel, it's Christmas. Please tell us a happy Christmas story about immigration.
Oh, I have actually a great one. I've had a fantastic week.
Okay, hold on. We didn't set this up.
No, we didn't.
I just want to be like the amazing Kreskin here for a second. So we've never talked about this before. I don't know you. Is that right?
Are you going to bend a spoon while you're doing this?
Okay, go.
Yeah, no, really, though, I think that immigration has a big push on to put in all kinds of decisions before the end of the year so that they can make their targets, because I've got so many decisions and judgments that came back this week. But I have to say my favorite one was a woman that I helped who had been duped into a marriage and came to Canada. Her husband was Canadian. He tricked her because he wanted to get a dowry from her family.
Oh.
So he married her and then started demanding money from her family, which they refused to give him. And then when he didn't get the money, he reported her to immigration and tried to have her deported. So we had to fight for about 3 years to win this case, but I finally got the judgment early this week, and we just crushed it. It was
we just crushed it.
On every ground.
That's fantastic. So hold on, paint the picture a little more. Give us the feel goods in all this.
Yeah, well, I just felt so bad for her because she was the one who was tricked, and she was the one who, you know, almost had to pay a heavy price for that.
Mm.
And I mean, at the end of the day, we were able to win. But you know, I also think about how, you know, she really had to struggle for several years and you know, pay money and keep going to court and all of these things, but ultimately she was vindicated. I'm really happy for her because she also has a child, and the child is also affected.
Man, you must have like the biggest highs and the biggest lows in what you do, because you're dealing with like the lives of human beings, like full on, everything is at stake every time you deal with something. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's true. We also had one disappointing result earlier this week, a case that I absolutely thought we were going to win. A lot of compassionate reasons, three little kids involved, and that case ended up being refused. But I'm definitely going to challenge that in court because I feel strongly that we're right about this.
Oh, see, this is who you want in your corner, kids. Let me tell you.
This is her girl.
Chantelle Deloge, she's the founder and senior partner of Deloge Law Group, specialist in citizenship, immigration, and refugee law. The website, of course, is deloge.ca, deloge.ca. Chantelle, when was the last time you won an award? Because that kind of happens to you. A fair bit.
I'm trying to think, actually. It's probably been a couple of years.
Really?
I think, the
last... You disappoint me.
I had one really good year where I won the Canadian Bar Association Pro Bono Award for a lot of the charity work I do. And in the same year, I got the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal for community service. So.
Mic drop.
You've won some awards at bars, right, Drew?
I've won an award at a bar. Yes, I have. Yeah. Just going to leave that one there. Okay,
yeah,
Chantelle.
I might have peeked out there. So. Not sure how I can top that.
Chantelle, you know, I'm in a real mushy mood today. So just forget that this ever happened. I really like you. And I just, the amount of lives that you have touched, rocked, helped over the, like, how many years have you been doing this? How many years now?
Oh, almost 25.
Cool. Yeah, thank you so much, because, you know, people talk, and I have tried to find dirt on you, and I have not found a thing, nothing.
Keep digging.
I really wish you a Merry Christmas, Chantelle. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. I really appreciate you guys. You're doing an amazing job.
Oh, stop. Don't.
It's true.
All right, we'll speak again soon. Okay, Chantelle?
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. I like her. Chantelle Deloge. Deloge.ca. DeSloge.ca.